It is Mind Food Radio on mindfood.com, and I'm thrilled to be talking to one of the most recognisable faces in hairdressing in New Zealand and around the world, Richard Kavner, the Global Creative Director for Rodney Wayne. Hello and welcome. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Now, I've just been having a wee look about Rodney Wayne itself. How big has that operation got now, Richard?
Rodney Wayne's huge. I mean, it is a heritage brand in New Zealand, having been around for 30 years now. But we're up to 50 doorways with, I think it's 37 or 38 salons. It sort of changes a little bit from time to time. And we've also got a bunch of professional product retail stores called Shampoo and Things. We've also got a barbershop.
Aha, that's a bit of a new thing, isn't it? The whole barber trend, it's really taking off, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is a new trend, and I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One of them is that, you know, whether it's politically correct or not to say it, men and women are different from each other.
Fancy that.
Thankfully.
Let's write a book. Let's write a book, Richard. Let's call it Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus.
What a revolutionary idea.
I know. Who'd have thought it? Your lifestyle as the Global Creative Director for Rodney Wayne is very rock and roll. What sort of things do you get to do, Richard, in that role?
Well, it's a pretty big role. I mean, specifically for Rodney Wayne, I create two campaigns a year for them. I coach and mentor their artistic team. I put together their annual education program. So in the hairdressing industry, like most industries, ongoing education is essential to keep up with the trends and to keep your skills sharp. And so I put together an education program which the artistic team deliver. And in order to be able to do that, I also work around the world as a freelance session stylist. So what that means is that I work for multiple different fashion brands and global beauty brands, creating their campaigns, doing their catwalk shows at fashion weeks like in New York and in Paris and Sydney and Milan and New York. I said New York already. And in Auckland. That was the other place I was thinking of.
Oh, great. Hey, now tell me, how far ahead do they tend to work? Because obviously you're going to be telling us shortly about what's trending for New Zealand this summer. So where or how far ahead did you find out those ideas or trends before you implement them here?
Well, what's interesting with trends and forecasting is that they tend to follow society. And so what happens is there tends to be what I like to refer to as a conversation in fashion. And there are kind of tends to be conversations around what's happening in society, what's happening in pop culture. And generally, the fashion industry is influenced on the whole by the same sorts of things. So we'll see across the entire fashion industry, there's often a seasonal trend towards certain colours and certain fabrics and certain types of prints. And the same is true in beauty. So in the hair is often reflected more by the ideal of beauty that's reflected through the fashion trends. And that can be a cycle that takes anywhere between 2 to 5 years, really, before it becomes sort of street fashion.
Okay, so let's cut to the nitty-gritty. What is going to be hip-hop and happening for hair in New Zealand over summer, and Australia, obviously, over summer?
Well, I think really this summer is all about the individual, and it's about this kind of the all the shows I did in New York this season for Fashion Week in February were every single girl had her own unique individual look. So there's a really big trend in fashion towards expressing your individuality through beauty. What does that mean? How do you then identify what is fashionable and what's not fashionable if it's about the individual? I think there's some key trends that you can take away. I think when we look at the length of the season, the key length for kind of that modern feel is just below the décolletage or below the collarbones. Fringes are soft and a bit longer. That kind of cool girl, slightly rock and roll, a little bit 70s influence is a trend. Curls are big for the summer, for sure. Great for New Zealand because I think 60% of New Zealand women have curly or wavy hair.
Really?
So embrace the curls this summer. Yeah, amazing, right?
I'm on point. Do you know why? Because
why?
Well, I've got really, really straight hair, but I'm doing the 70s flick at the moment. Mate, I'm channeling Farrah Fawcett, but my hair's only at my earlobe length, so I'm happy with that, Richard. I'm very happy.
Good. Well, you know, I think you're right on trend, it sounds like.
Thank you, thank you.
And, you know, embrace the individuality, that's what I say.
I am. I think that was a very safe answer. Embrace the individuality. But I hear what you're saying, and I think a lot of that's actually about having inner confidence and saying, you know what, I think it's nice to know what's hot, but, you know, I'm okay with this.
Do you know what? It is. It's about being okay with yourself, and that can go both ways. Feeling okay with yourself can help you to express your individuality through your hair, but also your hair can help you to feel better about expressing your individuality.
Yes.
You know, if your hair is great, you feel great, right?
That's true.
There's nothing better than having a good hair day. You feel like you're out there, it's game on.
Yes.
I can conquer the world.
Oh, we're so fickle. I love it. Right, well, I think that is all fantastic advice. Thank you for telling us what's on trend this summer. Are you going to get a chance to have some downtime, Richard? Okay,
that's a
big fat no there.
Downtime is not something I get a lot of. I've got a wife who's an artist, 3 children. I am the global creative director for Rodney Wayne. I have relationships with 2 other major international hair brands that I work with, and I'm a freelance session stylist shooting every day for Vogue and Harper's Bazaar and lots of other big fashion brands.
So, righto. Well, I need a cup of tea and a lie down after talking to you.
Yeah.
Look, hey, that's great. Hopefully you'll get some great family time. Anyway, thank you so much for having a chat with us on Mind Food Radio today. Richard Kavanagh from Rodney Wayne.
Thanks very much.